T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Post-Gazette, reprint from Penn Live. Crime statistics for the 2018-19 school year were recently released by the Pennsylvania Department of Education. The state requires schools to keep tabs on crimes in schools. The report is released every October and offers 52 different categories of crimes. Now, when you think of a crime in school, what comes to mind? An assault, there was a fight, somebody hit somebody else, that's a crime, right? Somebody has a controlled substance, marijuana, alcohol, that's crime. Some threat of violence on somebody else, crime. Well, that's not necessarily how the Department of Education defines crime. And with us right now, Jenna Benscoter with Penn Live, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Jenna, help us better understand the way these numbers break down, because I'm seeing here school of code of conduct violations, 78,600 reported incidents. They count all of those as crimes as far as their tabulations are concerned. Am I understanding that right?
That is correct. It's not considered, though, a criminal activity. In the last school year, 2017-18 to 2018-19, the way that school districts were told they need to report the academic code of conduct and student code of conduct has differed. So this year, you're going to see a much larger number than you have in previous years. In former years, it's been included as a summary, and this year, it's detailed. So it goes into including any student who has perhaps skipped detention, and that's included in the academic code of conduct, but it's not considered a criminal activity.
And the concern I'm thinking is, for somebody who's looking at these and they're looking at all these numbers, and the reprint in the Post-Gazette focused on schools here in and around the Pittsburgh region, and it's pretty disturbing to think that there are so many schools with so many crimes that have been reported. And I'm reading one here for Pittsburgh Public Schools with an enrollment of 708 at Westinghouse Academy. There have been 26 arrests, and the number one reported crime was 208 school code of conduct violations.
And again, yeah, that's the academic. That's not the criminal. And the reporting that was asked of school districts this year is entirely different than last two school years ago in 2017-18, mm-hmm. With 2018-19 being the most recent. It's not the same reporting. And so when a parent looks at their specific school district and then drills down to their specific school where their student attends, mm-hmm. It can be somewhat, I can see how it can be alarming if there's a huge number there and you're wondering what does academic code of conduct mean. I think that's something that needs to be presented both to the school board as a parent and or the Department of Education to explain exactly what that means. Like the example that was provided to me and I gave it to you a few minutes ago is that it could be simply a kid who is skipping detention, mm-hmm. but when you look at it in a crime report, you're wondering whether, you know, what kind of criminal activity does that mean?
Right. I'm looking at this as well from your report. Last year, the top three reasons why students were in trouble: school code of conduct violations, 65.14%, 78,680 reported incidents, fighting, 10,409 reported fights, tobacco or vaping, another 10,000 reported incidents. It doesn't break down other things that I would find to be important as a parent, would be like what number would be controlled substances, or does the fighting also include any type of other assaults or sexual assaults on school grounds? Is there any way of being able to get this broken down more thoroughly so that we have a clearer understanding of exactly how safe our schools are?
Sure. Yeah. If you're looking to find the 52 infractions, the criminal infractions, they are found on the school safeschoolspa.gov website. It's safeschools.pa.gov. You can go in there, you can look at the state report, which is what you're looking at right now, and then you can break it down by county, public school, charter school, intermediate unit, VOTEC, non-public, and it breaks them down, the crimes that occurred last year per category. So it can start at terroristic threats, failure of disorderly persons, disorderly conduct, possession of handgun. It does have sexual assault, arson, vandalism, and you can break it down per school.
The term crime, does the Department of Education have any concerns about using that word, considering not everything that is a violation of a school code really rises to the level of what we would commonly think of as crime? Did they explain why they chose to use that particular term?
That I haven't been able to get a clear answer. I have left a message with Safe Schools Reporting. I haven't heard anything back yet, and I did talk to someone at the administrative school level. This is the second year that I have done reporting on the Safe Schools Report, that it seems like there might be a little bit of a disconnect between local schools and the State Department of Education in terms of reporting and definitions. Mm-hmm. So I don't have a clear answer on that as of yet, and I think it sounds like each school district has its own autonomy to define how they determine, you know, a breach of school code of conduct, and then like an arrest, though, involving law enforcement is something that's documented that we can point to and say specifically this number has happened and occurred, whereas the other areas may seem a little bit gray to parents or to students or to teachers. So I can't answer specifically what crime means to each district.
Okay. Are we able to get a clear understanding of what the arrests were for? Because I'm looking at one here for Albert Gallatin as an example, and they have 19 arrests. Can we find out what those arrests were for?
I'm just going based on what I know in Central Pennsylvania, that there are crime reports. I would say if you went to the local law enforcement website for their crime watch, that would be able to cross-check if those arrests are accurate. But then again, if it's a juvenile arrest, I'm not sure how that would be communicated.
Gotcha.
So I think that would be the best way to double check to make sure that those numbers are accurate.
Once again, Jana Benskoder with us from Penn Live on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.